Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball games are always a good place to find love.
Yeah.
Especially a little kid's baseball game because, let's face it, you're not paying attention to what's going on the field. Neither are the kids. They don't even want to be there. Most of them are by the outfield fence like picking dandelions or something. Yeah. So not a lot of action, and that's why Howard is on the phone for a second date update today. Struck up a conversation with a girl named Abby, and they ended up going out on a date, but now she's not calling him back. And even in Little League, there's no like winners and losers anymore. They don't even keep score. So Howard, I guess, won that day.
With
a date, but now,
technically,
now he's got a big L because she's not calling him back. So, Howard, you went from big winner to big loser. How does that feel?
Not great. I mean, I'm in a big state of like, where did I go wrong here?
You can't think of anything you did wrong because I feel like because your kids play on the same team, even if she didn't want to go out with you again, she'd give you a courtesy call just to keep things friendly. For her not to call you back at all, I think is bad.
I mean, maybe she wants to confront me at the game about it. I don't know.
That would be awkward.
Yeah, it would be.
Shouting at you in the stands. Who knows? All right, well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see why she's not calling you back, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Abby, please?
This is she, is this?
Abby, how are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
Yeah.
Hi, Abby.
Hi. This is so weird. Why are you guys calling me?
Well, I'm calling you because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to the show.
Okay, that's just as weird. Who emailed you about me?
His name is Howard.
Okay.
That's okay. Less excited.
Abby, we do this thing on our show called the Second Date Update. I don't know if you know what that is or not, but that's if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not wanting to see them again, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. So Howard emailed us and told us about your date, and he also can't figure out why you're not calling him back.
Well, let's just say that I won't be interested in getting involved with him anytime soon.
I think he knows that.
Yeah, wait. I think he's figured that out. We're trying to figure out why.
Yeah.
Okay, I know Howard through Little League because my son plays, and both actually our kids are friendly with each other, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But the other day at one of the games, we were getting along pretty well, and he was very forthcoming, and he asked me to dinner, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, he told us about your date, and he said that everything was great.
He said it was great?
Yeah, he thought it was fantastic. He did say at the end of the date, he leaned in to try to kiss you, and you kind of turned your cheek. It didn't seem like you wanted to have a first date kiss.
I think that what happened during the dinner is we talked a little, we're both divorced, so naturally that's going to come up.
Yeah.
And he sort of overshared.
Overshared about his divorce?
Yeah, about how the divorce happened, pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, what would be oversharing?
Oversharing would be sharing the fact that he hooked up with his kid's nanny.
Whoa!
He hooked up with his kid's nanny, and that's why he got a divorce?
I mean, it was more than, like, hooked up. I guess they were together for some time.
Oh.
So he had he shared with you on your first date.
Yeah.
That the reason he had a divorce was because he was having an affair with the nanny.
Yeah, like a full-blown affair with the nanny.
Okay, well,
that's a bit of a TMI, I think.
But a good reason for divorce, so at least he has that.
And he's honest?
He was a little bit, like, sort of, like, remorseful about it. And then this also kind of made me mad because he was doing that thing where he was like, well, you know, my wife was being a little withholding. She wasn't giving me the attention she used to. And I'm like,
oh, God.
Yeah, that's an excuse.
Yeah, it is. It's always an excuse. I mean, I bought some new shorts and she didn't comment on my shorts, you know?
So
I was like, well, I'm just going to start banging the nanny. At least she likes my shorts.
Yeah, but here's what's crazy, and that I can't believe that he shared with me on a date. He was going to take all his kids to Disney, right?
Yeah.
And then I guess the mother found out about the affair. So they were like, well, we're not doing a family trip. And he said that he still went on the trip to Disney with the nanny.
What? Ooh, wait, weird. No kids or kids with them?
It's your new mommy.
No kids. He took the nanny to Disneyland.
Oh, wow. What?
So wait, okay, hold on. That's a lot of information on a first date.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a lot.
Yeah, especially, you know, when you're just starting to date somebody, you might have questions. If they got a divorce because they were having an affair with the nanny and then had a trip scheduled to Disneyland with their kids and everything else, but then blew that off to just take the nanny there, might raise a flag or two.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's crazy. I can't believe that he would think that any date would be going well if that is information that I'm getting.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But so, yeah, to look at the other side, though, like, he definitely overshared, but it was what was going on with his life, and at least he was honest about it.
I don't know. Like, I feel like he was trying to make excuses for himself, like, that he just sort of, like, fell into an affair with his children's nanny.
Excuse me, I have something to say here.
Oh.
I'm sure you do.
Wait.
Yeah, I've got a lot to say.
What is going on right now?
Abby, that's Howard. He was actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What? I don't want to talk to him.
It's a little too late now.
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, I just got to jump in here. Abby, I really wish you would have told me that that was an issue. I mean...
What? Who would that not be an issue for?
We were talking about our divorces. You were open. I was being open about it, and I was being truthful and honest. And, like, yeah, it was a mistake, but that was a long time ago. That was nearly 2 years ago.
Wait. Howard, you told me that you guys were involved for 6 months.
Oh.
That's a relationship, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't think you understand, though. Yes, it was a mistake, but she's really hot.
What?
Well, there you go. I mean, yeah, that's fine then, right?
Yeah. No wonder you're a man who can't control his urges.
And I already told you that my marriage was not going very well. It was already falling apart, and she was there.
Uh-huh. I don't need any convincing. I mean, she sounds really hot.
Oh, he's the victim. Yeah.
Dude, oh my God. Howard, I was all for, like, second chances for you, but you don't sound like you even understand what you did.
Yeah.
Wait, guys. You're not getting the best part of everything. She still works for him, this nanny.
What?
Oh, what?
Howard, the nanny that you had an affair with is still your nanny?
Yes, she is really, really great with the kids. But we are
there are many people that can be great with kids.
Oh, my God. Oh. I have to pick my jaw up off the floor. I cannot believe that.
Can you please let me finish? Please. It is no longer a thing. She works for me. And she is in her own thing, her own relationship, and I am not a part of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really don't think it's going to happen again.
You don't think?
You don't think it's going to happen again, but she is hot. So.
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure that's why she's still on the payroll, just in case she comes around again, right?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
You don't understand how hard it is to find good childcare, and I'm not just going to fire her because, you know, I happen to have had a relationship with her for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I think the nanny sleeping with the husband disqualifies her as good childcare.
Yeah.
Like, that is, she's out.
Whatever. I'm not firing her. I mean, she's good at her job. She's good with the kids. I'm not getting rid of her. And besides, like, Abby, I'm only interested in a relationship with you. That's it.
Oh, that's romantic. Aww. That is romantic. Abby,
very,
would you like to go on a second date with Howard? We'll pay for it.
Are you crazy?
Did you just hear that romantic comment, though? Listen, I used to bang my nanny for 6 months, but you're the one I want. It's pretty nice.
Maybe instead of talking to me about a second date, you should call up the nanny.
Oh!
I told you, her and I are over, and it was her choice, and I respect that.
Yeah.
So you're not even the one that ended it.
You were dumped by the nanny.
Abby, are you sure? Because I think you're missing out on this one, man. I really do.
Totally. Yeah.
So you don't want to go out with Howard again?
Hey, Howard, I do not want to go out with you again, nor do I want to sit with you at any Little League game in the future either, okay?
Okay, let's keep our kids out of this, all right?
Oh, yeah.
You're being unfair.
You are being a little unfair. I think you should be able to sit next to you.
Listen, this whole thing got out of hand. I just want you to be able to meet this nanny, and then
why would I meet her?
Square that away.
Okay, so
why would I meet her?
Because then you could understand how hot she was.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I got it. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.